So a baby was born into poverty and obscurity and registered on basically nobody's radar. But that very night, heaven was watching. The very moment that baby was wrapped in the cloth of humiliation and laid in the manger, something happened. Luke writes, and there were shepherds out in the fields nearby. They were keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Now, so far in Luke's Gospel, we're used to angels appearing to people. The angel Gabriel appeared to Elizabeth, to Mary, with a special communication. They will have a baby. And now one of the babies has been born, and an angel is appearing to shepherds. Why did God choose these men to be the first to learn about the true meaning of Christmas? Well, various explanations have been proposed. King David was a shepherd, and so there's a royal connection. Some point to the often overlooked prophecy of Jeremiah 33, where God would send the Messiah when shepherds were watching their flocks in Judea. But there's another reason which Luke weaves throughout his gospel, and it's simply this: shepherds were outcasts. We tend to think highly of shepherds in the Bible with people like King David, but in their day they did not enjoy a good reputation. They were regarded as liars and thieves, and they were despised. They were on the bottom rung of the social ladder, with lepers only being lower. And God sent an angel with a message to them: do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. There's a pattern here. In both the case of Elizabeth and Mary, the angel Gabriel had to calm them down. Do not be afraid, the angel said to Elizabeth. The Lord is with you, Gabriel says to Mary. And then this good news comes, and it's the same with the shepherds. Do not be afraid, I bring you good news. But the good news is not just for the shepherds, it is for all the people. Now, we normally associate it as good news for everyone, but look closely. It doesn't actually say that. It says for all the people. In other words, there's a distinction taking place here. And the angel says that the baby has been born to you. Those words are like a tag on a Christmas present that says to, from. The angels are placing a tag on the manger which says to the shepherds, from God. The angel is saying to the shepherds, something has happened, but this really matters. This matters personally. So what's all the fuss about? Well, the angel makes one of the most profound statements in all of Scripture. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Three critical descriptors. Firstly, Saviour. A Saviour is someone who rescues people, normally from death and destruction. So lifesavers, first respondents, those kind of people. The angel's saying to the shepherds, hey, here is your Saviour. And they're probably thinking, why do I need a Saviour? And the answer is because everyone needs a Saviour. We need someone to save us from sin, Satan, and the righteous wrath of God. And only the baby in the manger can do that. And he did it when he died on the cross and rose again to give us everlasting life to those who trust and believe in him. And this was more than what the shepherds understood. But the angel was clear: you need to look to Jesus. Second title, Christ. Christ is the Greek term for Messiah, which is another way of saying the promised one, the anointed one. It calls to mind kings and priests in the Old Testament who were anointed with oil as a sign of their role. God had promised that one day he would send the Messiah, the anointed one, who would save his people. Thirdly, Lord. It's a term of honour. It points to deity. It points to someone who has sovereign rule. Interesting thing is that while Lord is often used by Luke in his gospel, it's always with reference to God. But here is the first time Christ and Lord are used together. It is an unprecedented combination. Jesus is the Lord Christ. Now the titles all point to something. That's why we give them to people. We have reverends and doctors and professors and that sort of thing. And when it comes to Jesus, Saviour points to his role as deliverer. Messiah points to his office. And Lord indicates his sovereign authority. The baby in the manger is not just another baby. He was a special baby. One that would be for the shepherds their saviour and their God and their king. But they would never have known that unless God revealed it to them by sending the angel. And graciously God gave them a sign. Angel said, "This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." This baby, this new king just born, in some ways was similar to Augustus. He would rule and reign with power, but not oppress people, but deliver them. He did not rule by having people serve him, but by serving through the giving of his life. And while Augustus thought he could control anything that he wanted, this king controls the world because he made it and sustains it. The true king, the one and only king, had arrived. King Jesus was born that first Christmas morning. But there is still so much more to the story, as we'll see in a moment. After Herod's angels sing, "Glory to the newborn king," that's what they said on that first Christmas morning. So let's lift our voices and sing this together.